Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Bob Leonard. On today's program, we're joined by State Senator Amy Sinclair to talk about the legislative session. Well, Senator Sinclair, it seems like you've been busy with education this past week.
It has been a busy week in education for sure. We had the House send over an amended version of last year's Senate bill on supplemental state aid, and the Senate failed to concur with the House's amendments, which gave us the opportunity to get supplemental state aid into conference committee, and that's always a good thing, especially this early. Hopefully, we can get a number set and get that put into motion so that school districts know what number to use in their budgets and get those moving forward for their April 15th deadline.
And you're on that subcommittee, aren't you?
I am going to sit on that conference committee. Additionally, in addition to the FY17 conference committee that was scheduled this past week, and we actually had our organizational meeting, the Senate also had a subcommittee on FY18 funding, which is, according to Iowa code, our obligation to do that. And so not only are we working on 17 for this year, but we've started the process of 18 as well, and hopefully we'll get that sent over to the House in the coming week.
It sounds like you're optimistic that the legislature is going to get back on track on that funding.
I feel optimistic about it for sure. I know it's so hard that's when superintendents and school board members have contacted me. Often their biggest concern is less with how much and more with how timely. If they have the opportunity to plan, they can plan around what funding is available. But when we don't give them the opportunity to plan, it just compounds the issue. And so I do feel a little optimistic. I spoke with Senator Bowman, who is chairing the conference committee related to supplemental state aid, and he felt like that we could reach some compromise and move forward. Those numbers for FY17, the House had passed 2%, the Senate had passed 4%, and the governor is there in between with the 2.45. And those are all the same numbers as last year. And so hopefully people have had their time to think through what that looks like, and we can really get it moved out and to the school districts.
Well, rumor has it that you're going to run for reelection.
I do intend to run for re-election. I haven't made that official announcement, so I guess that this does it. It's just been a humbling honor, and I know those two words are almost a contradiction in terms, but I guess that's how I feel about it. It's been an honor and a humbling one at that to serve for the last 4 years. I guess I've really tried to work hard to make changes in education and tax policy, to be fiscally responsible, to promote individual liberty. All those things are really important. I feel like we've accomplished some good things in the 4 years that I've been there, and I guess I'd like to be a part of continuing for another 4 years to deal with some issues that I've started that I really think are important for Iowa.
I'm sure that we out here can't even begin to imagine how much you've learned over those years.
Pretty stiff learning curve, and that comes from someone who was involved locally as an elected official on the County Board of Supervisors. The magnitude of information that comes at you and the expectations that go along with it are huge. And I think, you know, the first year or two, you are more learning the process than you are moving forward with some things that you think are important, just because there is that much there to learn to cope with. Some good things, I think, have come out of the 4 years that I've been there. You know, I think some changes have been made to, you know, just an example. I remember a Let's Talk Knoxville last year where we talked about changing the distance from a military funeral for protests from 500 to 1,000 feet. You know, making that change was a good thing. It was a good balance in protecting people's privacy while they're mourning a loss, while at the same time still giving others an opportunity to express their free speech. You know, ed reform was a big thing on helping teachers to be their best in the classroom and recruiting new teachers and expanding online learning opportunities for students. Working through Kelsey's Law, Iowa's version of Kelsey's Law, which started right in Marion County with your sheriff there, to give law enforcement a tool in helping to find missing people faster and hopefully with a decline in tragic results from those disappearances. Those good things have happened, and I'd like to be a part of some more good things in the coming 4 years.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I am excited to have the caucuses out of the way and moving forward with life as normal in Iowa. And I think that there are some good things coming in the Iowa legislature this year. I think that those will start happening once we get through the question of school funding and can really start looking hard at policy and the rest of the budget. I'll be back in Knoxville for a forum the second Friday of February here at the chamber at 5 o'clock, and I'd invite anybody to come and join me. And if you have questions or concerns in the meantime, feel free to email.
Thanks again to Senator Amy Sinclair for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.